Right now, President Obama broke from his vacation on Martha's Vineyard this afternoon to address two headlines. Regarding Iraq, he said the U.S. humanitarian effort on a mountaintop in Sinjar has ended, and military personnel on the ground for that mission have gone home.
So the bottom line is that the situation on the mountain has greatly improved, and Americans should be very proud of our efforts because the skill and professionalism of our military and the generosity of our people. We broke the ISIL siege of Mount Sinjar. We helped vulnerable people reach safety, and we helped save many innocent lives.
The president also addressed the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. Last night, police clashed with protesters and journalists in what then was the fourth day of protests of the police shooting death of 18-year-old unarmed Michael Brown. Police have used armored trucks, tear gas, and smoke bombs to control protesters. The police say they're defending themselves from rock throwers and Molotov cocktails, but civil rights activists say the tactics by the mostly white police force are extreme. Here's part of what the president had to say today.
There is never an excuse for violence against police or for those who would use this tragedy as a cover for vandalism or looting. There's also no excuse for police to use excessive force against peaceful protests or to throw protesters in jail for lawfully exercising their First Amendment rights.
NPR Scott Horsley has been monitoring all of this. And Scott, first of all, just your thoughts on the president coming out to speak today. There are some who are saying he had to.
Well, that's right. This has been, of course, very much a working vacation for the president. He's had to say something or do something or call somebody just about every day that he's been vacationing on Martha's Vineyard there in Massachusetts. But today's statement, very much a good news, bad news story for the president. On the one hand, in Iraq, as we heard him say, the situation has greatly improved and Americans can be proud of what they're witnessing. On the other hand, in the heartland of our country, Americans are disturbed by the images they're seeing. The situation has not gotten better in recent days. It's festered and perhaps even gotten worse. And I don't think very many Americans are proud of what we're seeing in Ferguson, Missouri. So the president did address that. He had issued a written statement 2 days earlier appealing for calm in the wake of this police-involved shooting of an unarmed black teenager. But that written message did not bring more calm. It brought just more violence, or it was followed by more violence and even arrests of journalists who were there to cover the situation.
Well, tell us more about what the president said today about Iraq. We've learned that several Marines and special op forces were actually on that mountain in Sinjar trying to assess the situation for the Yazidis who were trapped there by ISIS troops. They said they revealed that the situation wasn't as bad as previously thought. It had been reduced somewhat. But still, people were surprised to hear that there were combat troops on that mountain doing that kind of search. Now, the Pentagon has said that this was a humanitarian effort, so this does not really qualify as combat boots on the ground. But
yeah, the administration was very careful to make that distinction. Mm-hmm. Now, you might not be able to tell from looking at these service members. Maybe it was really more about what they were up to. But the administration had been very pointed in saying they're not there to directly engage with the militants from the Islamic State. Instead, they're there to provide humanitarian protection for the Yazidis stranded on the mountain. And what a difference a day makes. You know, yesterday, we were hearing a White House spokesman say, there are tens of thousands of people trapped on that mountain, and we're looking at ways we can help them get off. And then once there were some eyes on the ground and we got a report back, there were many fewer Yazidis trapped on the mountain. Many more of them had already gotten off during the previous nights. And now the president's saying it doesn't look like any sort of evacuation mission will be needed. And in fact, some of the personnel who've been there doing the assessment will soon be coming home.
And just did he say anything about calls that some are making for him to consult Congress on Iraq in the few seconds we have?
He did not address those calls, and I guess that becomes kind of moot as the operation sort of winds down faster than we expected.
NPR Scott Horsley on the president's surprise statements today. Scott, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Robin.